Preface: Identity and Authenticity. It is a profound irony to write a book promoting self-discovery to people who are seeking to follow a self-sacrificing Christ. It might well make you fear that I have forgotten, or worse, failed to take seriously, Jesus' paradoxical teaching that it is in losing ourself that we truly find it. Matthew chapter 10, verse 39. As you read on, I think you will see that I have done neither. While concepts such as self-discovery, identity, and authenticity are easily dismissed as mere psychobabble, each has an important role to play in the transformational journey of Christian spirituality. Even in the Matthew passage just referenced, Jesus talks as much about self-discovery as self-sacrifice. But there is no question that the journey of finding our truly authentic self in Christ and rooting our identity in this reality is dramatically different from the agenda of self-fulfillment promoted by pop psychology. The absurdity of a pop psychology approach to the self is epitomized in a cartoon I recently saw. Addressing a stranger at a party, a woman says, "I don't know anybody here but the hostess, and of course, in a much deeper sense, myself." Quite obviously, there are many profoundly non-Christian and often quite ridiculous ways of pursuing self-discovery and authenticity. Still, Christian spirituality has a great deal to do with the self, not just with God. The goal of the spiritual journey is the transformation of self. As we shall see, this requires knowing both ourself and God. Both are necessary if we are to discover our true identity as those who are in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Because the self is where we meet God. Both are necessary if we are to discover our true identity as those who are in Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Because the self is where we meet God. Both are also necessary if we are to live out the uniqueness of our vocation. In all of creation, identity is a challenge only for humans. A tulip knows exactly what it is. It is never tempted by false ways of being, nor does it face complicated decisions in the process of becoming. So it is with dogs, rocks, trees, stars, amoebas, electrons, and all other things. All give glory to God by being exactly what they are. For in being what God means them to be, they are obeying Him. Humans, however, encounter a more challenging existence. We think, we consider options, we decide, we act, we doubt. Simple being is tremendously difficult to achieve, and fully authentic being is extremely rare. Body and soul contain thousands of possibilities out of which you can build many identities. But in only one of these will you find your true self that has been hidden in Christ from all eternity. Only in one will you discover your unique vocation and deepest fulfillment. But, as Dag Hammarskjöld argues, you will never find this until you have excluded all those superficial and fleeting possibilities of being and doing with which you toy out of curiosity or wonder or greed, and which hinder you from casting anchor in the experience of the mystery of life and the consciousness of the talent entrusted to you, which is your I. We all live searching for that one possible way of being that carries with it the gift of authenticity. We are most conscious of this search for identity during adolescence, when it takes front stage. At this stage of life, we try on identities like clothing, looking for a style of being that fits with how we want to be seen. But even long after adolescence has passed, most adults know the occasional feeling of being a fraud, a sense of being not what they pretend to be, but rather precisely what they pretend not to be. With a little reflection, most of us can become aware of masks that we first adopted as strategies to avoid feelings of vulnerability, but that have become parts of our social self. Tragically, we settle easily for pretense, and a truly authentic self often seems illusory. There is, however, a way of being for each of us that is as natural and deeply congruent as the life of the tulip. Beneath the roles and masks lies a possibility of a self that is as unique as a snowflake. It is an originality that has existed since God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?